Every election season is full of robocalls from campaigns eager to get out the vote. Here's a recent one out of Arizona.
11 years ago today, we as Americans were united by the tragic events of 9/11.
The recording goes on to invite the listener to attend a local party meeting to memorialize the 9/11 attacks, and
we invite you to learn about how we can restore our republic by helping prevent voter fraud and educating voters about the representative candidates.
The candidate who paid for the call is Ray Speakman, running as a Republican for Arizona's State House. He says voter fraud is a bipartisan issue.
If fraud is taking place, the elections really can't speak to the voice of the people. That is our voice, and if there is voter fraud taking place, it hurts everybody.
It's hard to argue that fraudulent voting would harm the sanctity of elections, but is voter fraud actually happening?
I don't think it's a statistically large percentage problem in Arizona.
Ken Bennett is Arizona's Secretary of State.
Any amount of voter fraud is too much.
Bennett hasn't seen many cases since he took office in 2009, but Arizona cross-checks its ballots with 15 other states to make sure nobody votes in two places. Recently, Bennett held a press conference and announced 9 alleged new cases of double voting in 2008.
If it's a small amount, then maybe we're succeeding at preventing it from becoming a large amount.
Voter fraud exists. It's not a unicorn, but it's only slightly less rare than unicorns, basically.
Steve Doig teaches journalism at Arizona State University and works on a project called News 21. His student journalists compiled a database of voter fraud cases in the U.S. over the last 12 years. In that time, they found a little more than 2,000 alleged cases of fraud, just a handful in Arizona, and only 10 instances nationwide of voter impersonation, which voter ID laws try to prevent. Despite the scarcity of fraud, 2/3 of states have passed some kind of voter ID law, including Arizona. Doig says a lot of those laws come out of Republican legislatures.
Even in the face of arguments that there hasn't been a problem, you know, Pennsylvania had, you know, a fascinating court case where they were arguing about it, and they actually had to stipulate at the beginning of it that, in fact, there hadn't been a single case that voter ID would stop. And then basically still went ahead with it anyway.
Pennsylvania's voter ID law, the subject of an ongoing legal battle, is considered among the strictest in the nation, and it got some negative buzz after a speech this summer by State Representative Mike Terzai.
Voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. Done.
Statements like this have people worried that voter fraud prevention isn't aimed at criminals, but at disenfranchising minority, elderly, and low-income voters more likely to vote for a Democrat. Organizations like the ACLU, the Advancement Project, and the Brennan Center are sounding the alarm. In Arizona, a state that's been watched by the Justice Department for decades because of a history of discriminating against minority voters, groups are prepping an army of volunteers for an election that draws ever closer. In Phoenix, I'm Nick Blumberg.